We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line now is Tom Rivers from overseas. Despite a warning from the president, though totally expected, Turkey is beginning its offensive against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Tom, what exactly has been going on in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Pretty hot and heavy yesterday. Airstrikes and also artillery shells from the Turkish side going into northern Syria, trying to, as the Turks say, open up a corridor there where they can then eventually move some of the 4 million Syrian refugees back over the border into their own country. But they're going after Kurdish fighters. Who are the Kurdish fighters? They were the best fighting force the U.S. had in the war against ISIS. So in essence, you've got two U.S. allies now mixing it up for the second day. There are many, many calls now that there should be a meeting of the Security Council, maybe today, to discuss matters. And the fear is this is very, very complex and that this could spill over beyond that area. Other players involved, Russia, Iran, you name it, fill in the blank. So, yes, very, very tense times indeed.
What about the ISIS prisoners that were being held? What's the status of them?
That's one of the concerns. The Kurds hold over 10,000 ISIS fighters and their families. Priority number one for the Kurds right now is not going to be, if you will, maintaining good security at these places. They're going to be looking after their own backs with these incoming shells and airstrikes as well. So priority for them is to take care of themselves, the Kurds, not look after the ISIS people, and they might be able to, in some cases, escape. And then we're chasing that one again. So, that is a big, big concern and a real worrying development as this story unfolds.
It doesn't seem like Turkey is paying much heed to the president's words.
Not at this stage. And the real question is proportionality. And if they, do two things, open up this border area where they're going to put the refugees eventually, and the other part of the equation for them is to get back at their old arch enemies. They consider the Kurdish fighters to be quote-unquote terrorists. So they're trying to do two things. If they hit too hard, the president on Wednesday said, look, there could be some very, very serious economic consequences for Turkey. So we'll have to see how heavy this offensive is going to be against the Kurds. It is almost impossible to tell, but by what we've been trying to get on the foreign desk here, casualties maybe in the neighborhood of around a dozen, something like that. Not that many, but among those are certainly some civilians.
Tom, thanks for the update. Tom Rivers joining us from overseas this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.